Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Doug Steffen, Richard McFadden, Ken Kessler, and introducing Molly Page. We have names pretty much for everybody here. Some of them we can use on the air, some of them we can't. I just keep Molly and Kenny and Richie in that stead as we work our way into what is going on today. Your briefing as you start the day. There's a suspension of Saudi aerial attacks. Give Yemen a chance for a political deal. We leave some of the cities that have endured airstrikes almost daily. Signs indicating the bombing was continuing, however. There have been a lot of weeks of fighting in Yemen. Government collapsed. 1,000 people dead. Another Al-Qaeda story. This is not about ISIS. This is Al-Qaeda this time trying to get into Yemen. The whole Middle East is a mess. A complete and utter mess. Is it... This is about, watch me get the troops going on this one, Richie. Is it because the United States and its oil companies went over there and stirred the pot? Yemen, most of these areas have lots of oil. And therefore, it's good for business, good for our oil companies, and not just the oil companies in America. In fairness, there are like BP and there is Chevron. There are oil companies that aren't headquartered here that have done the same thing in the Middle East or wherever they could find oil. Oil rules the day. It's not what the people need or not. It doesn't have anything to do with that. It has to do with oil and the big money attached to it. So anyway, the point that I'm trying to make here is that the Middle East is just a mess. And bombing from all sides, people trying to get rid of ISIS over here, Al-Qaeda over there, whoever the other bad guys are, the Sunnis, the Kurds, the Ways, all of them are having a hard time. Notice what I did there, Kenny? Got that. No, didn't you? Yeah, you didn't get that.
I got it.
Ah, you got it?
The Kurds and Ways.
Oh, good for you. Thank you.
Clever.
Richie didn't get it, though. That's
no, I got it.
Did you?
Yeah.
He was pretending he didn't.
The Senate is scheduled today. Vote on nomination of Loretta Lynch. No relation to Loretta Lynn. Although we should have some music. Whenever her name comes up, Richie, nobody would know the difference. Nobody knows whether Loretta Lynch... Say that again, Doug. Loretta Lynch can sing or not. She's up for the job of replacing Eric Holder as the AG. I think we ought to have a singing attorney general. And if she's going to sing, she ought to sound like someone who has a name that sounds like hers. Loretta Lynn.
Right.
How about this?
Yeah.
Singing attorney general. Da, 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 do.
In the summertime.
You know, it would actually be a great song for the Attorney General to sing.
You got a better one?
Yeah. Actually, this would be great.
I never promised you a rose garden.
Mr. President?
Yes.
I beg your pardon. I never promised you a rose garden.
Wouldn't that be great?
Perfect. Along with the sunshine.
Perfect, perfect,
I'm
perfect.
There's
got to be a little rain sometimes. All right. So let's see here. Oklahoma had some earthquakes. Do you feel them, Molly?
Not in D.C., no.
No, really?
Yeah.
Kenny, did you feel them in San Diego?
No, I didn't.
So here's a scientific study that suggests that any of the Oklahoma earthquakes have been caused by the underground disposal of wastewater from oil and gas wells. And when you think about it, It makes some sense. Anybody know anything about geology, or can I go off on a limb here? Nobody's going to know that I'm telling you.
I'll give you 60 seconds to go off on a limb there.
60 seconds. Thank you very much. I don't need 60 seconds, but at any rate. So here we are, the whole controversy about fracking and drilling. There have been hundreds, if not thousands, of farmers and landowners who made a lot of money because gas was discovered on their property. But there are a lot of people who are concerned about how they're getting the gas out of the ground, and what happens when you eliminate oil or gas, there's a vacuum created, right? There's a hole. What fills it? If you've heard about the sinkholes that have, have occurred in certain places, well, the oil and gas holes in the ground, Oklahoma decided they would fill them rather than have the worry about them collapsing, fill them up with wastewater. You know, instead of having a wastewater treatment plant, let's just throw all the wastewater into the oil wells and the gas wells. How's that working for you? Apparently not so well, because now the state thinks that the any time there's been a problem there with earthquakes, they're not really bad, but caused by the plates and stuff moving around, and it's because this is a foreign oil has a different sort of feel and syntax, thickness, than water. And it does different things in the cracks in the earth. What did you start to say, Mr. Well?
So it's Oklahoma is just burping, basically.
Yes, basically. That's
a different kind of gas.
Yep. Gas. That's a great way of looking at it. Speaking
Oklahoma
of...
Oklahoma had Mexican for dinner.
Right. Here's a lady who may wish that she had Mexican for dinner. Her name is Michelle Schwab. Am I pronouncing that correctly?
Sure.
Schwab.
Whatever you say.
S-C-H-W-A... Wait a minute. Get that on tape. Do you hear that, Kenny? He said, whatever I say. Get a hold of that, will you please? Anyway, Ms. Schwab is in court today in Cleveland, Ohio. She's a child care worker coming to court because she dropped her two-year-old off at a cheetah exhibit at the zoo a couple of weeks ago.
She dropped him in.
Off. I was being nice with the preposition.
Like, you know, hey, Mr. Cheetah, can you watch my kid for a couple hours?
Eat my kid.
She pulled a Michael Jackson and dangled him over the pit and he fell.
Yeah. Holding her son and another child when her son fell into the pit. Witnesses say the child was dangled over the railing after the boy fell. Family members jumped into the exhibit with the cheetahs. The child's parents were able to retrieve the toddler. Cheetahs didn't have dinner.
Yeah, that's the funny thing is the cheetahs were like...
Didn't do anything.
Hey, what's up? What are you guys doing over there?
So, is this an appropriate... Why are we taking this woman to court? She's guilty of being stupid. So, do you take... If you take everybody to court who's guilty of being stupid...
Well, child endangerment.
When stupid drops your kid into a cheetah.
Okay,
yeah.
But taking you to court, do you think... Unless she's a complete nincompoop, she was probably... She's not very smart, obviously, didn't think it through. But do you think now she would ever do that to her son? I mean, I don't know anything about this woman, but the normal mother... Well, you can say, well, the normal mother wouldn't drop their child over. Well, she didn't do it on purpose. She thoughtlessly did it. So does bringing this woman to court stand as a demonstration of what you bad mothers, what will happen to bad mothers if they do something foolish like this? I mean, what's the point of bringing her to court? We're going to put her in jail so nobody's going to take care of her child?
She has a degree in therapeutic child
care.
She's
not a dummy, but she doesn't have common sense, apparently. Right?
Do something to keep her from being in this kind of position again.
I would think that you might
put her in jail.
I would think that you might want to keep an eye on her and make sure that she's okay. Make sure this was an isolated.
I would not disagree with you, but does that mean that you take her to court and then you put her in jail?
Well, is she basically
in jail?
Say what again, Molly?
Is she facing jail time? Is that...
Well, she's in court for them to figure out what to do. Maybe the court's going to take her child away from her.
You know what she is facing? Mm-hmm. Is a leave of absence from kinder care.
Yeah.
They let out an official statement the other day saying that she's taking a leave of absence.
Leave. All right.
From her management role at kinder care.
There you go.
She dangles kids over cheetah pits.
Do they have cheetah pits at kinder care now?
They probably could.
Really?
If this woman has her way, they will.
Yeah.
All right. Thoughts.
Oh, wow.
Considerations. 16 after the hour. If you're somebody who has teeth that are yellow, you might want to spend about 60 seconds listening to me as I tell you about the vagaries of yellow teeth and the wonders of fixing that problem. You can do it, and Power Swabs can help. Actually, it's Power Swabs that does it. All you have to do is call the people at Power Swabs by dialing 800-281-6829. Get the Power Swabs sent to your home. Open up the little packet. Use the swab and put them on your teeth. Put the whiteners on your teeth and watch in 2-3 hours. 2-3 shades of white better. Do it for a week, 6-7 shades whiter. Now, you can say, well, what is a shade? You know what I'm talking about. Look at your teeth today. Put the swabs, the power swabs on them, and then look at them tomorrow. You'll see a difference. That's what's really important. Along with the fact that when you use power swabs, you will be using a tooth detergent that's all natural. It's not full of the stuff. The toothpaste has those little pearls. You know, I always do this. If the television camera were on me, you'd see me running up and down on my teeth with a fake toothbrush. That's what happens when you're using some of these things so abrasive. You don't want abrasions because it'll eat away at the enamel. This stuff doesn't do anything except get rid of the yellow. Whiten your teeth with power swabs. Call 800-281-6829. Order them now. It's the only way you can get this product. Won't get it in the drugstore. Won't get it in the Walmart. You won't get it anywhere except direct from the manufacturer. 800-281-6829. Wow. People will say, wow. Look at that smile. Wow. Power swabs. 800-281-6829.
General Steve Ritchie is our nation's only ace fighter pilot in Vietnam, but he had several near misses when he barely made it back home.
My first tour, I took a 37mm through the right engine. It was armor-piercing. If it had been high explosive, the airplane would have blown up and I'd have flown into the ground. There's a time where I probably should have died, and I didn't.
The American Veterans Center protects the legacy and honors the sacrifice of America's veterans, but it's up to you to keep their story alive. To hear the rest of General Ritchie's story, go to AmericanVeteransCenter.org. That's AmericanVeteransCenter.org.
The Honda Dream Garage sales event has great deals on almost everything we make, like generators for backup power, and the techno-packed Honda Odyssey with rear-view camera standard for backup power. So go! You've got a garage to fill!
During the Dream Garage sales event, get 0.9% APR financing for well-qualified buyers on a 2015 Odyssey. Now, at your Honda dealer.
Confirm safe conditions before backing up. Rear-view camera doesn't display all info about conditions and objects behind vehicles. See your local dealer for financing details.
This is Tim Austin, Senior Vice President of Kmart. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. As a business leader, I know that babies born very sick or too soon cost businesses billions of dollars each year. That's why Kmart is committed to raising funds through our employees, customers, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here is Helen Krebel.
I love watching an eagle soar overhead, and I remember all too well when they were almost all gone. So we now have laws protecting them. I find it odd that the government has decided to allow them to be killed by wind generators, while others are fined and even jailed for accidentally doing so. I like the idea of renewable energy sources, but if we look through the lens of liberty, it becomes clear that this policy violates one of the most essential American principles. Equal justice under the law. Americans do not believe in prosecuting violations by some and ignoring others just because the politicians happen to like some types of businesses. The American free enterprise system is based on the simple principle that all are entitled to fair and equal treatment. Fairness matters.
For more information, go to lensofliberty.org. That's lensofliberty.org.
Hey, Richie.
Dudley.
21 after on Good Day.
You say so.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoins. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
One of my favorite pop songs of all time. Now, your chance to win a prize as you listen to I've Been Thinking About You, number one during this week in 1991. Crank it up, Richie. Can't sit still for this one. Ah, what a great song. So poignant as well.
Is they use their full gerundus.
Yes, they do, Richie.
Which you haven't been doing when you've been talking about
them. I've been thinking about you.
Yeah.
I've been sloppy about my gerundus lately.
When you're sloppy.
All right, now it is. Crank it up.
Thinking
about you. I've not been thinking about you, Richie.
Hey, I think about how different this would be if, like, let's say, Alabama did this song. I've been thinking about you.
888-302-3684. It's the One Hit Wonder Group. If you know the name of the group, you'll call us at 888-302-DOUG, and you'll win a CD with a whole bunch of gaggle of One Hit Wonder songs.
I already gave you a clue.
And what was that clue?
I said they're Brits.
They are.
They use the
British American dance band, in fact. Jimmy Helms was the American member of the band, had a number of dance hits on his own.
Did you say Jesse Helms?
I did say, I hope I didn't. Jimmy Helms, no relation to Jesse.
I didn't know.
I don't think. Their career started in the Netherlands, but they had a number of dance hits there. When this song, I've Been Thinking About You, was released in the U.S., it shot to number one in 1 week on the dance chart. It took 4 weeks to get up to the top on the pop charts and stayed there for 4 weeks. Too bad they didn't have another one, but this one stands the test of time. Crank it up again, Richie. Big crossover hit. It's a very simple song. It's just the beat more than anything else. And the way the beat is portended, if you know what I mean.
Not in any way.
You know? You don't like this song?
No, I do like this song. I just don't know what portended means.
Get your funkin' Wagnos out and get it off the back porch there and see what it means. Come on, Richie.
The easiest contest in the world to win.
Yeah.
All you have to do is hold your phone up and hit your Shazam.
Yeah.
Boom. 10 seconds. You're a winner.
Yep. You are a winner. I've been thinking about you.
I'm on fire.
Even though the band recorded 6 studio albums, they never were able to duplicate this big hit here in the United States.
They had other songs, didn't they?
Yeah, they had they had a good formula for dance stuff. This guy sang radio jingles and still does, I believe. That's how he's made his living. But everybody's got to try something different. Why not try? We should have the Good Day Singers record an album. And
that would be great.
What we do with it? I put this on. Yeah? I'm thinking about you. All right, so start it over again, Richie.
I still got a minute and a half
of them. Oh, really? Does it still go on for a minute and a half?
Yeah.
Huh. All right, let's see here. We've become big on the Eastern Shore, haven't we?
Eastern Shore, Maryland is one of our biggest fans, and I love it.
Kelly is in a town that I can't pronounce. Is it Pocomoke? What is it?
It's Pocomoke.
Pocomoke.
Come on.
You've been to Pocomoke.
What, have I?
Sure.
When was I in Pocomoke?
When you drive to the beach.
Oh. When I went to your house.
Pretty much. Yeah. That's the only time people go to Pocomoke.
Really? So are you a native Pocomokan?
No.
No. How does one move to Pocomoke? Why did you move to Pocomoke?
There's a Navy base, kind of close, and my dad is in the Navy.
Ah. So you just stayed there, is that it?
Yes.
Have you found fame and fortune, Kelly, in Pocomoke?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, what do you do?
I'm a teacher.
Hiya. What do you teach?
I teach fourth grade.
Yeah, what is best about teaching fourth grade versus fifth grade, third grade, or whatever else you could teach?
They haven't hit hormone level yet, so they're very nice still.
Yeah.
They're just wonderful. Yeah. At that age, wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. And yeah, I bet you have a good time. You sound like you're a pretty good teacher. I'm going to bet that you are one of the faves. All right, anyway, what's the name of this group?
I believe it's London Beat.
London Beat. What do you remember about your life when this song was big?
I'm really, really young.
Really, really young. Yeah, 1991. This week, 1991. Did you dance to this, though? Did you move around as a youngster?
Of course.
Man, anybody standing still when they're listening to this. So, all right, we're going to send you a CD with a bunch of one-hit wonder hits on it, and we appreciate the fact that you are there and doing a great job as a fourth-grade teacher. What's the name of the school?
St. Francis.
St. Francis. All right. You have a wonderful day. Thank you, Kelly. 28 after. Ladies and gentlemen, I have some amazing news for you. You can get ready for the warmer weather with a thicker, fuller head of hair. If your hair is still thinning and there's more hair on the brush than there is on your head, then you need to pick up the phone and call 800-525-8319 and order Provia. Provia is the first natural hair thinning treatment from Chamonix, shown to work on the three main causes of hair thinning. It works safely and without any harmful side effects. Results are guaranteed or you get your money back. Provia works for men and women. Safe on colored or treated hair. Call 800-525-8319 to get the pores cleaned and to have the hair under your scalp start growing again. For a limited time, order now, mention Doug Steffen, and get their powerful super concentrate for faster, more visible results, absolutely free. The number for Provia, again, is 800-525-8319. Order now and upgrade to priority shipping. 800-525-8319. Order Provia today.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. Genstone.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE. Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
We live in a complicated society.
Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
My favorite television story of the day.
Really?
So
on this good day, and every good day, our job is to bring you expanded information about what is going on in the world. So let us get organized. Rich McFadden at the controls. Molly Page is here, and Ken Kessler is here. And the United States of America is all around us. And you'll be happy to know you'll be served today by members of Congress who are thinking about passing legislation that would provide liability protection for companies that share cyber threat info with one another. There's such a thing as what is the act called when you're not supposed to be sharing things? It was in my mind. It just flopped out. You know what? I'm influenced. My mind is influenced at the moment by the apple pie that I'm cooking. I can't remember the last time I cooked an apple pie.
Speaking of sharing,
I found a frozen apple pie. I'm supposed to be on a new diet, so I'm cleaning out all the ice cream and all the flour products and all the things that are full of. Of carbs because I'm not supposed to be eating.
I'm going to binge before I start the new diet.
So I found this apple pie. And my house is empty. I have no girls here. I am by myself. And I was thinking that I ought to fill the house with something pleasant. And so I'm filling it with the scent of an apple pie.
What kind?
Apple pie.
No, like Mrs. Smith.
That's my favorite.
No, these were made for me at the store. These were
really?
These were me. Yeah, no, these
and
were
frozen.
Made.
So they're fresh apple pies that
right.
were frozen.
I closed the store and we froze all the pies. And so I just happened to have one left. I gave a bunch of them away at Charlotte's service on Sunday. But this one was left and I was tempted. And so therefore, and I wanted to, because the house is empty. I mean, it really is.
Yeah, you know empty. What? One of the things I love is that in about an hour,
yeah,
you will hear Doug just like binging on that apple pie at 8 a.m. in the morning.
Well, it's too hot right now. I'm not going to do that. But as I'm going on this diet, I have this whole new approach to my physicality, so it takes away all the carbs and all the ice cream and all the things that I've loved,
yeah,
and changes my body inside and out. And so in celebration of me going off the deep end,
I'm going to cook the apple pie, have it for breakfast with some of my ice cream.
Martha Stewart, could I, one, have the poncho, and two, you have to be the first radio host I've ever worked with who does a radio show while cooking an apple pie.
I would think that I would be the first radio host that you ever worked with that would be doing a lot of things.
I got news for you, Molly. Right. There's a lot of firsts you're going to hear.
This is the tip of the iceberg?
Right. Yeah. That's a cuckoo.
We don't do things like...
Wait till you hear him vacuum the living room during one of the commercial breaks. That's a treat.
Yeah. All right.
That'll be a new one for you.
So here's the story of this raisin farmer. Now I've done my duty. Right. I did a serious news story. This is a serious, and I'm now the smile's off my face. This is very serious. When you hear this story, you will go catatonic. And what are we getting for comments? I saw a bunch of
apoplectic. Use that word.
Apoplectic.
Yeah. Apoplectic.
I saw Kenny already some comments on this, right?
Yeah, I know there was at least one on our
Facebook
page.
All right, so here's the story of raisin farmer Marvin Horn, who will be heard in the Supreme Court of the United States today. He's trying to stop the feds. Listen to this. The federal government takes from him and other raisin and grape farmers half of what they produce. And they've been doing it since 1937. And they don't pay him. They just take it.
You mean his crop?
They take
or
his
cash?
Crop. No, his crop.
So they actually demand
they
that
take
he hand
his,
over
crop.
His crop.
Right. He says the government is violating his Fifth Amendment rights. The Department of Agriculture, you see, this is what, I want to get strangle these people. The Department of Ag says they are just following a law which was passed in 1937. It's called the Agricultural Marketing Agreement Act. They would take produce and sell it on the open market and use the money to promote the, whether it's raisins or whatever it is that is being promoted, and they're still doing this. But they do, for like dairy producers, they have and pork producers, you heard, there have been big fights about this where the government has demanded that you pay 5% of whatever it is that you make for a promotion board to decide how to promote your product. I don't need the government to help me promote my product, thanks. Anyway, so he hands over a portion. He's a producer. There are handlers. There are descriptions in the law of handlers of raisins and producers of raisins. So the producers actually get to grow the raisins. They keep all the fruits of their labor, but the handlers who bring it to market have to give half to the government. So this guy says, you know what? I'm not doing it. So the Fed says, well, here's a $700,000 fine because you wouldn't do it. And he says, I'm taking you to court. The courts kept saying he was right, the feds were wrong, and the feds kept after him, and they've spent millions of dollars chasing this guy around.
One thing I don't understand, though, is what do the feds do with the raisins?
They sell them on the commodities market, and they put the money in the general fund now because they don't use it to promote raisins.
They say that it was initially designed during the Great Depression to keep prices steady.
That's also what they did with they artificially inflate the prices because they would buy X amount and therefore the price of the commodity would go up. Yes, that's what they did. That was 1937. Hello, this is 2015. We don't need to do that anymore. That's what the government screws up every single commodity by doing that. They still do it with milk, too. Artificially inflate the value rather than the market telling you what it wants to pay. They pay what some idiot who's sitting in an office someplace says, that's what we're going to pay you for milk today. That's what they call it, the what do they call it, milk, I forget. It's a government policy and a term.
How much of this stuff goes on that we just
and that's exactly the point. Thank you. How much of this
products do we use
is going
and
on
eat and every day?
Why is the government involved in this at all? What are they doing involved in this?
Well, because without the government, Doug, it would crash and we wouldn't have raisins anymore.
Right. Okay. So you get my drift. This guy, I hope he mops the floor up with these people. We have too much government. You can see it, smell it, taste it. Every time you turn around, there's somebody else sticking their nose into an area that doesn't need government intervention. Why does the... Back to 1937, okay, maybe mid-30s, after the Dust Bowl, after the Depression, you needed to have some stabilization, so that's fine. So you don't revisit. That's why there needs to be a sunset provision in every single law that ever gets passed. You know what a sunset provision is?
Absolutely. It ends on X date. Right?
That's it. End.
5 years, 10 years, 3 years, 1 year, 100 years, whatever it is.
All right. Now, you didn't think that was a rant. You thought that was a good message, right?
No, it's something we don't know. I never knew that farmers or handlers of middleman of raisins lose
half of the
government wants to control pricing.
To the Good Day program is that you will learn things that you wouldn't otherwise have learned.
Okay.
You think that Bill Bennett's going to tell you about this today? You think Don Imus is going to tell you this story today? He's sitting on a prune. That's the only thing he's got. All right.
Be nice.
Meanwhile, the Lyrids are upon us. Kenny, you know what the Lyrids are? Molly? It's test time. Lyrids. You know what they are?
I do.
All right. Kenny, so far, has gotten a gold star from the teacher. Mr. Stefan, Molly, would you please answer my question?
I'm going with a media shower.
Oh, good for you.
Or a musical group.
No, we'll do
meteor shower.
Meteor shower.
All right.
All right, so this is something that let's see, where are you? Kenny, the sun's not up there yet, right? So you probably see this.
It doesn't start till tonight, right?
No, it's this morning. Today and tomorrow, in fact, NASA predicting 15 to 20 meteors visible per hour. You don't need any special equipment to see them. Bits and pieces of debris from the comet Thacher. Been seen each April for 2,600 years. How about them, apples? Isn't that cool? Think about it. For 2,600 years, people have been able to look up in the sky on this day in April and see the same meteor.
Oldest known meteor.
Isn't that cool?
Shower.
Think about what people have seen this. That's what I think. I am in. If only they could talk. So that's a cool thing. By the way, Lori Cantillo, who is a great radio person, now works for NASA. So, Richie, we need to connect with her. She'd be a great one to tell us this story.
Yeah, absolutely. She's busy this week talking about...
talked to her?
No, I'm friends with her on Facebook.
Okay.
And she ran a bunch of the biggest radio stations in the country.
Yeah, she's very
good. Now she works for NASA in their communications department. She's so excited because she gets to tell NASA's story.
Yeah.
And one of the stories this week is it's the 25th anniversary of the Hubble Space Telescope.
Yep, that was today, in fact.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. All right, so anyway, we'll get her. Television report up next here on Good Day.
When the leading antihistamine and Nasacort go nose-to-nose, Nasacort wins, stopping more of the chemical responses that can cause your nasal allergy symptoms. And when you stop more causes, you get 24-hour relief from sneezing, an itchy runny nose, even congestion. It's prescription-strength medicine available over-the-counter. Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
This report is brought to you by EcoTools, a leader in eco-conscious beauty accessories. Small changes to go green amount to a big difference in the world. This Earth Month, EcoTools has joined with Sophia Bush and Global Green USA to launch the Live Beautifully, Give Beautifully campaign. For each makeup brush sold in the new EcoTools Complexion Collection, $1 will be donated to Global Green USA, up to $100,000. Sophia Bush, actress and advocate.
Creating change starts with being aware of our individual actions. I'm so excited to be working with EcoTools and Global Green to inspire others to take little steps to help the environment. By switching out a product we use daily for an eco-conscious option, we can actually make a huge collective impact.
EcoTools products not only perform gorgeously, but are made using renewable, recycled, and cruelty-free materials. Follow Sophia Bush and EcoTools on social media for tips on how to live and give beautifully. And share your own tips by using hashtag EcoInspire. For more information on the Live Beautifully, Give Beautifully campaign, visit ecotools.com.
Q.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
So you're sporting a brand new pre-owned GM vehicle. You notice the OnStar button and wonder, what if I push it? Do it. You'll get 3 months on us, a free trial of OnStar services, including automatic help in a crash and monthly diagnostic checks. The offer's good on 06 or newer OnStar inactive GM models. Just push the blue button and ask for 3 months free. It's also obligation free. Visit OnStar.com for coverage map, offer details, and system limitations.
All right, 13 before the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program. We're all fighting about who's going to do the Galaxy Quest story. This is a sci-fi comedy show that started back in the 90s, Galaxy Quest.
Movie.
Was it a TV show, too?
No, it wasn't a TV show. That's the big news, is that they're thinking about turning the movie into a TV show.
Sigourney Weaver.
Because she would do it so much better than
Alan Rickman, Sam Rockwell. All right, what's the story?
Okay, so here's the deal. It's a reboot.
A reboot?
Yes. I had to get that one in there.
Of course you did.
The original film's co-writers are all said to be involved. This has Sigourney Weaver. It has so many stars in it, and I'll leave those for Rich to name. But it's basically a spoof on Star Trek.
Mm-hmm.
Galaxy Quest starred Tim Allen, Sigourney Weaver, a bunch of other people.
Right.
And they're talking about bringing this back. And this is really incredible because it was such a good movie.
Yeah.
Sigourney Weaver was gorgeous in it. It also has Tony Shalhoub in the movie.
Yeah, Monk.
So, Monk!
Yes.
Yeah. Yes.
Sam Rockwell, Alan Rickman. It's really cool. And the great thing about it, Doug, is, and Ken and I are all over this, it's stupid, fun, campy comedy.
That kind of stuff I like.
Where you get, it just totally makes fun of everybody who ever watched Star Trek.
Right.
And it would be an absolutely hysterical
Mel Brooks
TV show.
Goes to the movie.
It's not that stupid, but it's pretty close.
Pretty stupid,
So famously, came out of that. There you go. All right. You go up, sure.
Netflix recently launching its 17th series with a focus on a program called Daredevil. Anybody into that? Daredevil?
Is it like a movie?
It's a great show.
It is like a movie, Kenny, isn't it? I think it is.
Yeah.
Emphasizing original programming, they're going to offer 320 hours of original content across multiple genres. That's a 200% increase over last year. You don't think this is affecting the TV market? Woo!
Who stars in that, Ken? Who's the Daredevil? Who plays Ben Affleck's role?
I didn't know the name. Charlie Cox.
Charlie Cox.
I don't know any of these names. Netflix also renewing some other show. What did I just? I'm trying to find. Where the heck did I see that? Anyway. Oh, here. No. Yeah. Full House.
Yes.
Bringing back Full House, which aired from 87 to 95. So is this the thing? Is this the standard fare for Netflix to bring back this stuff?
I was listening to a TV reviewer yesterday, and he said with all of these new outlets, such as Netflix and HBO's web on demand thing, that there are places where they can safely test known commodities.
Uh-huh.
And it's not a big out-of-pocket test. So it's something that they're fairly sure they're going to get their money back on, so they throw it out to see if it works, and if it does, boom. If it doesn't, you know. So one of the things they're worried about, though, is that things like, Gotham or The Following or some of these are 24 that have come out where it's totally different, that they may not experiment with those as much because they feel safer.
Can you imagine 24
like
on Netflix?
Yes.
Huh? Oh, that'd be great.
Wow. ESPN fighting back after Verizon announced plans to offer a new Fios package that split up channels into cheaper a la carte bundles. This is a Walt Disney product, ESPN. And so they've got, what, how many ESPNs are there? ESPN 1, 2, 3, 4, how many?
Like 4, I think.
Yeah. So yeah, the Fios people want to break them up. Why? What's the advantage? Charge more money for different packages? Is that it?
Yeah, well, I mean, I don't want 115 channels. I want 15. Yeah. And if you can charge me half of what I pay for 15, great.
All right. 51 past the hour here on Good Day.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
There's a man named Dr. Joel Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on health care by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, take charge of their health, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects and more toxic prescription drugs. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government, big pharma, and big insurance manipulation of our healthcare system. I'm George Dory, and I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare. Visit brightsideben.com and listen to Doc Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I urge you to join the Brightside Ben team. Go to brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com.
This 10 minute is brought to you by Cedarside, 100% organic pest control. Safe for people, pets, and premises. Cedarside.com. Oh, that's Warren Eckstein time on the Good Day program. The animal kingdom loves Warren Eckstein. I wonder what he thought about that woman in Cleveland who left. Well, I didn't leave. She dropped her child into the cheetah pit. But the what I want to know about cheetahs. I want to find out what Warren knows about cheetahs in a moment.
I guarantee you Warren's going to say, poor cheetah.
Poor cheetah. Yeah, get the humans away from me. Now, that could be it. Yes. Right. All right. So, Warren will be here with all of his pet stories, including the latest on the canine flu. Up and coming here on Good Day.
Musicians, it's Guitar Center's spring clearance. Save huge on over $25 million in clearance gear. Leftover special buys, demos, open box, warehouse finds, and more. Incredible price drops store-wide. $11 million in markdowns on guitars, amps, and effects. $14 million more in drums, keyboards, and decks. Massive savings on brands like Fender, Gibson, Yamaha, DW, Korg, Shure, and more. But remember, each location and GuitarCenter.com has its own selection and it's first come, first served. Guitar Center's spring clearance starts tomorrow.
This is Doug Steffen. Get the jump on fleas before they get the jump on you. Cedarside.com's products are made with 100% natural cedar oil and are safe for children, pets, and adults. Cedarside's original organic bug spray repels and kills mosquitoes, fleas, ticks, flies, ear mites, mange, and more. Order some today. Go to Cedarside.com and use coupon code Doug to get free shipping. Or call 800-842-1464. Mention Doug Steffen, Cedarside, for people, pets, and premises.
Welcome to Staples. How can I help you?
Hey, Staples guy. I need to promote my new business and do it on budget.
I can make that happen.
Can you print business cards?
Staples can print business cards, brochures, banners.
Pens?
Pens, magnets, luggage tags.
Calendars.
Calendars, sticky notes, lawn signs, and window decals.
What about foam fingers?
What color? Red, yellow, blue.
You had me at yellow.
Make on budget happen, make getting notice happen. Staples, make more happen. Now at Staples, get 40% off large banners, posters, and lawn signs.
Offer valid on all large banners, posters, and lawn signs in store and online at 627.15. Discount applied before taxes may not be combined with any other offer. See store, staples.com/signs for details.
Right. So, we have this virus, this canine flu, Dr. Warren, that has sickened a lot of dogs in the Midwest. One wonders where this came from and how the diagnosis is made. What are the signs?
From the turkeys and the chickens.
You've blogged on this.
Ball game than the bird flu. And the bottom line is over 1,000 dogs have already been infected in different parts of the Midwest. The interesting part about it is that it's important for people to know the symptoms because if caught right away, you know, it can be treated. Things like if your dog is coughing or if they have nasal discharge, fever, a loss of appetite. They say it's nose-to-nose contact that may be sending it from one dog to another. No fear for humans at this point. So my feeling is this. If you're in any area at this point and, you know, you think about the virus being in the Midwest. But remember, people travel from the Midwest to the South, to the West, to New York. I just don't know how comfortable I would be taking my dog to any dog park or associating with any large group of dogs at this point because of that fear. And so I don't know if I would be taking my dog to a dog park at this point. Veterinarians are saying that, you know, in most cases, you know, it can be treated, but I think at this point I would be a little overcautious.
Well, right now it's just in the Midwest, right?
It's just in the Midwest now. They haven't seen anything of those.
So, what started it, though, Warren? Where did it come from?
That's just it. No one knows exactly how it started. It's called the H3N8. It's, you know, that's a different one. Now, this new strain is called the H3N2, and it's been found in animals in China and Korea. So who knows if that's how it was brought over at this point.
Chinese
no one really
monkeys.
Knows.
Yeah. All right.
Now, there is a vaccine for the flu. It's called the parainfluenza shot, which I recommend that all dogs probably get. But this is an entirely different strain of flu, so I don't believe that vaccine would work for it.
Mm. All right. There's a study out about dogs and how they make friends. And it apparently, we were talking last week, I think, I don't know if it was off the air or on the air, about Charlotte and how she used to gaze at me. And I find by looking at this, I picked up something about how dogs look at their owners, and in that way they trigger a response in the brains of their guardian that helps them bond. I've been talking about this. So what's the story?
Hey, listen, I'm with you 100%. There's something about animals. I don't know what you can describe it. You know, you may have to ask a question about this, okay, my buddy Preston. But the bottom line is animals have a sixth sense. Mm-hmm. And I really believe that when they're with people that they either care a lot about or someone they want to care a lot about, their behavior really warrants the changeover. For example, you know, with Charlotte, it might have been the way she looked at you. Yeah. With other dogs and some cats, it's the way they come up and they rub against you. Mm-hmm. But the bottom line is we know that being around pets helps alleviate stress, anxiety, and just makes us feel better. So, you know, whatever your dog or cat does to make you smile, remember it. And I mean, what I typically do is get down on all fours, and if you get down on all fours and spend time with your pet, they'll relate better to you.
I love that. What a great suggestion.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you've been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.